In this English lesson, I wanted to help you learn the English phrase fair share. When you get your fair share, it means something has been divided up and everyone got an equal amount. Let's say I'm sitting in my kitchen and I'm about to eat a piece of pie and all of my children come into the kitchen. I might cut the pie up into exactly 8 pieces so that everyone gets a fair share. But that wouldn't actually be a fair share because that would mean I still get a piece tomorrow because there's only 7 people in my family. But when you divide something up so everyone gets a fair share, it means they all get an equal amount. If I had a class of 30 students and I brought 90 candies to class, I would give every student 3 candies and everyone would get their fair share. The other phrase I wanted to teach you today is the phrase no fair, and we sometimes say not fair. This is a complaint you make when people don't get their fair share. So if I brought 90 candies to class and gave all 90 candies to one student, the rest of the students would probably yell, "Hey, no fair." Or they might say, "Hey, that's not fair." Notice we sometimes use no or not. It does mean the same thing. If I was to bake a pie and sit down and eat half of it, my kids might say, "No fair. We wanted some pie too. Why did you eat half of it? That'd be yummy. Apple pie's good, by the way. I don't think I would eat an entire apple pie or half an apple pie." Sorry, I'm getting a little distracted here. Let me get back to the phrases. To review, when you get your fair share, you get an amount that you think is good and equal to the other people who are getting an amount. And when you say no fair or when you say not fair, it means you don't think people were given what they should have been given. Things weren't equal. Things weren't fair. But hey, let's look at a comment from a previous video. This comment is from Judith, also known as Aerosmith77. Thank you for the small lesson. It was a nice walk. And my response, it's not the safest area to walk. Lots of big trucks and no sidewalk, but it's pretty quiet, so I wasn't too worried. And I was referring, thanks Judith, I was referring to the industrial park that I was in when I made my last video. And another viewer made a comment too that I found interesting. They said in their country there would be sidewalks and bike paths in an industrial area. In my industrial area, there are none, which is kind of too bad. It would actually be kind of nice if there were bike paths and sidewalks in that area. It looks like a goose flew over and the goose seems to have lost its feather. So I'm not sure when that happened. I'm sure, maybe this is the goose. Oh, you know what? This is actually, you probably can't see it. I think that's actually a bald eagle flying there. It's just a tiny dot in the sky. I'm supposed to report that we have a bald eagle living close to our farm because they're kind of rare. I think they're endangered. I'd have to look that up. Maybe they're not. But I'm supposed to let people know so that they can record that on a map that there's a bald eagle living close to us. But that's pretty cool. Anyways, goose feathers, bald eagles flying by. There's also some smaller birds flying by, but that's not a big deal. I was going to show you this. You saw this in the video on my bigger channel. My son cleaned up someone's yard for them, and they had all of this wood. By the way, like, this is giant. Like, it's up to here on me, this wood. So I think when we do eventually have a campfire, it's going to be a pretty big one. We'll have to wait till we have a very, very calm day before we light that on fire. Anyways, thanks for watching this short English lesson. I look forward to reading your comments, and I'll see you in a couple days with another one. Bye. Hi, Bob the Canadian here. Thank you for listening to this English podcast lesson. If you would like to support me in the work that I do as an online English teacher, please visit patreon.com/BobTheCanadian.